Welcome to the Legalpreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Sager, founder and CEO of Legalpreneur Inc. As a serial entrepreneur and someone that works exclusively with small business owners legally protecting their business, I'm dedicated to covering common legal issues faced by business owners, providing you with the business knowledge you need to catapult your business's growth, and showing you just how some of the world's most elite entrepreneurs have handled these legal and business issues themselves. In true attorney fashion, the information in this episode is not legal advice. This is for informational purposes only, and you should always consult with your attorney before implementing any of the information in the show. Hello there. Welcome back to another episode. I am so excited for today's interview because it is with one of the original Legalpreneur members, Kat Golden. I remember talking to her on the phone. I was living in, this was like three or four houses ago. This is how my life, I remember my life. I'm like, what house was I living in? Yeah. I think we got introduced through Chris Harder, which most of my business relationships up to this point have been through Chris Harder. And she was in his mastermind as well. And she was looking for some help, just absolutely killing it. And we just started working together. I think I may have possibly just launched the Legalpreneur membership, and she joined and she's been part of it ever since. And it has been so fun to watch her journey just absolutely kill it. Honestly, she's the ultimate supporter of nurses. That is like my nickname for her. She's the ultimate nurse supporter. She owns Nurses Inspire Nurses, as well as some other things. But Kat, thank you so much for joining me today.
Happy to be here. Man, that seems like a lifetime ago.
It does. I was like, man, we've been working together for a while. So can you give everybody an overview of how you got to where you are today? Like, take your moment to brag, like tell everybody your whole journey. Like, how did you get to what you're doing now?
I don't know. My story is kind of funny because I never really even intended to start a business. Like, it's not some grand thing. I think I just acted in a way that was like really authentic to myself. And that's what I always try to do. But I was working as a nurse and I've always been like a little hustler, had a blog, dabbled in network marketing, you know, like kind of did all the things. And I just saw like no one was really doing a lot to support nurses. And I worked with the most awesome people that were just really burnt out. And I think too, I had been on my own mindset journey after getting divorced and like really kind of changing the course of my own life. And I was like, I have so much time left to work. Like, why are we going to be miserable? You know, it just didn't make sense to me. And so, yeah, I decided to have a party to just celebrate my coworkers, because that's like something I would do. And like, this is not a fancy party. Like, I went to Trader Joe's and got wine and like snacks and like, you know, this is not fancy. And my mentor at the time told me that I should sell something at the party. And I thought it was weird because that wasn't the point. And I didn't even have a business at that time. And I did take her advice, though, because she said, you know, people are like 80% more likely to interact with you if they buy something from you, which I think is probably true. If we think about, we probably always buy from, you know, pretty much the same places. And I put Nurses Inspire Nurses on a t-shirt on a complete whim, just kind of like lined up how I had it. And then when everyone wanted it and I thought, oh, this is crazy. They actually want, I didn't even have a website to sell it. I was like, well, I'll PayPal invoice you. Like, I don't even know if there was Venmo at this time. And I looked and there was no website, no trademark, no anything. And I was like, this can't be right. You helped me do my first trademark.
Yeah.
So yeah. And then kind of the rest is history. And then, you know, we got a 50,000 t-shirt deal, which you also helped me with. And that kind of set us on a different path. And then the pandemic happened. And then everyone was talking about nurses, which was crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, such a good lesson about why you just listen to yourself. And I think like, I still feel this way. Like NIN isn't about me. I feel very unattached to it. Like, I think it was just a message that needed to get out into the world. I think I was lucky enough to do it. And yeah, simple.
I love that. And I love how you said that you are detached from it, because I know so many people are just so attached to what they're doing and it just becomes their identity, which I had my own identity crisis when I got my divorce. And it's like, what am I doing this for? And just like you, I am actually very detached from Legalpreneur, but I love how you bring that up So I want to dig into that just a little bit. When you were a nurse, do you think you were attached to being a nurse? Do you think that was part of your identity? What do you think?
No, I don't. And I think that's, I don't. And I think that's why I'm successful, because I think too many nurses are people are.
Yeah. And what do you think? And you said you never were attached, right? Yeah.
No, not to being a nurse, but I think like when I got my divorce, I think like, you know, I kind of had this choice to either just like, you know, I felt like my life was over because I, quote, did everything right and it didn't go how I planned and blah, blah, blah. And like looking back, I'm like, this is craziness. Like I was 28. Like, I'm like, oh my God, I have my whole life ahead of me. But that was like, you know, 10 years ago. But I think doing a lot of mindset work at that time, like really allowed me to see, like, I'm just a human having this human experience. Like things are going to come and go. I'm going to do all these different things. And it's like, just okay. And so I became very like, I don't know, just not so focused on having to like check these boxes, do these things. Yeah. And I think that's how I've been able to like manifest a lot. Like I just, my number one focus is that I'm in alignment with myself and being myself. And I think if we do that, then it's just going to work out.
Yes. I love that. Oh my, that's where I've been getting to lately. Like I'm now 2.5 years removed from my marriage, and that's been all the work that I've been doing. And I have talked about on the podcast how I was making crazy money in the law firm, working like 15 to 20 hours a week, which is quote unquote the dream. But I was so miserable, so unfulfilled. And finally, I remembered like Legalpreneur, making that my full-time thing. It had been a dream when I was still married. And I was like, hey, I get to do this now, and I get to do it because I want to do it. And just because like, I feel like I'm the answer to changing the legal industry for small businesses and attorneys. And it like, just how you said, it's okay. Like whatever happens, happens, but I'm doing it because I love myself and it's in alignment with who I am and what I feel like my purpose is to be here in this human experience. So I love all of your words for that. So let's talk a little bit more about the actual business. So I know when we first started working together, you were working on a deal with a hospital to provide the training that you had for nurses to help them figure out, are they burnt? Like if they're burned out, what is their next step? Are you still doing that?
No. So it's changed a lot. And I think, you know, we've tried a lot of different things. The pandemic changed a lot just because I think, and that's when we went way more to the merch side and we did care packages and free gifts. But you know, when you're working in these high stress environments or when it's in such a time of crisis, like you're not really, I mean, you're just trying to make it through the day to day, right? Yeah. You're not like, oh, let me live my best life. You know what I mean? So a lot of that stuff that we were doing, we didn't keep going down that path. Also, like I realized what I want to do, what I'm good at. And so it's evolved so much. Like we in the past have done, I mean, I don't know. I've done just about everything under the sun. I've stopped and started a lot because if it doesn't work, I'm not afraid to like quit anything. So it's changed. Now I will say we're actually going through another evolution of getting back to kind of why I started like on the whole human first side. I've been saying that from day one, human first, nurse second. And I think, you know, I'm like the most unnursy nurse out there. Like I'm a businesswoman at heart. I'm an amazing marketer. Like I've never fit in with nursing ever, which is probably why my business does well, you know? So we're just getting back to the human side of things. And I think the one thing that we do all have in common, and especially as women, we know this, like we're taking care of everyone else and putting our own needs last. Yeah. And especially in helping professions, you know, not just nursing, but really helping nurses focus on themselves. So getting back to that, we'll keep our shop open. We do merch and we've been able to connect with like some amazing, huge brands, which I love doing. And it's kind of set us on another path, like working with brands and using their marketing dollars and their reach to help us support nurses and then allowing us to do things that nurses don't even have to pay for, which is really what I ultimately has been my dream since day one. Like I kind of view NIN as the middle person. I've always said that, like the middle woman, like we're just kind of the connector. And that's totally me, like connecting all of these resources with the people that need it.
Are you able to allude to what you have coming down the pipeline?
Yeah. And we're already like kind of doing it. So we're doing just a complete rebrand, but working with, you know, companies like CeraVe that want to give back to nurses. We have an awesome partnership with a company called nurse.com that provides continuing education to nurses, which is like nothing we'd ever do, right? But they want to support nurses and we're like the party people. So we've been able to host like virtual events, a ton of like resources and different things related to self-care that we can use like our sponsorship and marketing dollars to give free to our community.
I love that. That is beautiful. Because I remember having our first conversations. I remember you were like, I don't really know. It's just kind of all falling into my lap. And I remember just like being so excited for you because I knew, I could tell you weren't a nursey nurse. Like I could tell that from the beginning.
Everyone knows that. It's not a secret.
And it's like, wow, like she's able to take the, and it's kind of the same for me where I'm not your typical lawyer. And I was like, wow, she's able to take this career that she's had and really turn it into something beautiful that nobody ever imagined. I think it's a beautiful message to share with those listening because so many people feel stuck. They feel lost.
Yeah.
And it's because they may not be in the right profession. They may be in this right area. They may have the right skills, but they're just not quite figuring it out. And people get so scared to take that leap. So can you kind of give some advice to those people that are maybe listening that are like, yeah, like I just don't feel like I'm a nursey nurse or a lawyery lawyer or a teachery teacher. Like they're in this profession that they just feel stuck in and they just don't know what to do next.
Yeah, it's a great question. And I actually felt a little stuck myself this last year, which is why I'm launching like a lot more of my own creative things, because I think I have so many ideas and stuff waiting to come out. What I really think, though, is like this identity thing. Like we've seen ourselves as one way for so long. And I think you just have to get to the point internally where like, what's the worst thing that can happen? Like, you know, and I mean, I've been like hesitant too, especially even in the nursing space. Like it's very kind of one way to say, hey, like I'm kind of removing myself from all this. Like I don't want to be a community anymore. I want to help individual nurses just take care of themselves. Like, so basically it doesn't matter if you're a nurse or not, like we're not doing anything nursey here anymore. And our company is called Nurses Inspire Nurses. Like, you know, that's was a little terrifying, but at the end of the day, it's like, I just ask myself, what is the point? Yeah. Like we can do anything to make money, right? Yeah. Like this is like extreme, but I'm just like, okay, would I go deal drugs? No, I probably wouldn't do that. Am I going to go be a stripper? No, I'm probably not going to do that. But then why am I going to do something else that I'm like completely misaligned with? Yeah. Now, is that extreme? Yeah, maybe. But it's like at the end of the day, we can do anything to make money. So why would we waste it doing something we don't even like?
Yes. And I've had that same realization because there's so many times. So the transition from law firm to legalpreneur, it's definitely been a struggle. Like I am the worst off financially that I've ever been, but I would rather be here than anywhere else in the world. Like I feel like I am fulfilling my life's purpose doing this. Mm-hmm. But I had so many days where it's like, and this helped me get to be detached because I realized like it, like the money literally doesn't matter. Like I know that there's infinite number of ways that I can make money. So many times I was like, I could just walk away right now and be a poker dealer. Like I could make so much money tonight if I wanted to go and deal poker. And it's just that realization that also gives you the permission to know, like, it's not about the money. It's not a, like if you're in alignment with what you're doing, that's actually all that matters. It doesn't matter that you are doing A or B or C. It's just like, are you actually in alignment with what you are doing? Because no matter what, if you're in alignment, the money is going to come.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. And it may not be like in this moment, like things take time, but ultimately that's where the money will come. And that's what I've seen. And yeah, it just works out. I just think at the end of the day, life is short. Like why be miserable, you know?
Yeah. I'm curious if you're open to talking about getting through your divorce and going back to a little more of the personal development. What were some of the first resources and things that you did, or maybe books that you read? Because I know a lot of people listening, they've been trying to dabble or they're trying to figure out like, where do I even start? Where do I begin?
Yeah, that's a great question. The first thing I did was go to therapy. And this is crazy. Like, this is how deep in I was. The hospital I worked at had like an EAP, like employee assistance plan or whatever, where you could get like a couple therapy visits or something. Like, we took care of sick kids, right? So we probably all should have been going to therapy anyways. But so I had like 6 visits or something. So I found this therapist and I went to the therapist, not for myself, asking how I could help my ex-husband. She's like, well, where's he? I'm like, oh, he won't come to therapy. She's like, you know, just looking at me like, oh my God. But like, this is how, you know, different I was then. Like, I was trying to help him and he wouldn't help himself, you know?
I was right there too.
Yeah. Like, it's just like, what, like looking back, I'm like, oh my God. Like, but I was so glad that I took that first step because it helped me see in a completely like, you know, opened my eyes to a different way of thinking and saw myself in a new light. And so that was really the first thing that got me on like a different path. And then the second thing was I went to a gym, like a local gym. And this like so crazy story. This guy I met on Tinder, my brother put Tinder on my phone. This is like before people were like even on dating apps. Like I didn't even know what Tinder was. I met my friend Michael, who we're still friends to this day, which is like literally crazy. We never even ended up dating, but he told me about this gym. So I went to this gym. They had like a free week and I just started like taking, I think it was just the point of like taking different actions.
Yeah.
And started working on myself. And then I started getting fit and like kind of feeling better physically. And then that translated mentally. But I think it was just literally giving something to myself. And they had a mindset program at the gym.
Oh.
And that's how I found out about Chris and Lori, because they were in Isagenics and at my gym, they used Isagenics. And so I did this mindset program. It was like an online course, basically. I had never done an online course in my life, but I learned at that time that like we can actually change our thoughts, which sounds very simple, but like this is also 10 years ago. Like people weren't talking about it as much then, like, oh, I can think in a new way. I can reinvent myself. And I think now that's what gives me like power to do it again. Like I've done it before, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, this is just, I'm going to keep doing it, you know, probably 10 years from now, I'll do it again. You know what I mean?
Like that's a really cool full circle moment. It's like, this is what started this journey for me. And then now I'm on to the next step. That got me here and got me here. And that's so cool. That's very similar to my story. Like I always tell people, like everything I've done has led me to the next step. And it's just following the trail, like and of course, listening to your body. But yeah, I remember right when I first left my ex, I started seeing a therapist and I was like, I know I need help, but I'm fine. Like, I'm not emotional. I don't cry and da da da. She was like, girlfriend, we got a lot of work to do.
I know. One of my favorite quotes that I like use for many different things, it's from the book, The Alter Ego Effect, which I highly recommend. Mm. But he says in there, like, you can't read the label when you're in the bottle. And I think that that's such a beautiful analogy. And like, we're all in our own bottles. And so you have to get out of the bottle. Like we say it in my company now all the time, like, woo, we got to get out the bottle. Like we now know, we may not know what we need to do, but we know we're like, we have to think in a different way. And I love that analogy. Like even thinking literally, like if you were in a bottle of Coke, how would you describe it? Like if you're in there versus if you're out looking at the label, like you would be talking about two completely different things, right? Yeah. So,
well, if you're in that bottle of Coke, you're probably drowning.
Exactly.
That I like that. And by the way, if you're listening, that the alter ego effect, that's Todd Herman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Todd Herman. I think I have the book. I haven't read it, but I have it.
It's outstanding. I'm actually going to read it again. It's outstanding.
What are some other book recommendations you have?
That's what I was going to say. Back to your original question, probably one of the first personal development books I read that I still always recommend is The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. I think it's phenomenal. Gay is the mentor to Susie Batiste, who's the founder of Poopery, who's like a gazillionaire.
Oh.
And she has a lot of like really good stuff too. She's like one of my favorite entrepreneurs. She's wild and really funny, but I love her. And The Big Leap is like, I think, an amazing starting point for personal development.
Nice. Okay. I've never read that one.
It's really good.
Okay. I need to get that one. Well, Kat, have enjoyed this. I would love to just like dive in so many areas, but I don't want to keep you here all day. But I do have one last question that I ask everybody, and that is, what is your number one piece of business advice? If anybody just came to you off the road, it doesn't even have to be related to nursing or this, just, hey, I need just your best piece of business advice. If somebody came up to you off the road.
Yeah, it's the same advice I give business, personal, just literally to be yourself. I think like in business, like there's so much, you know, like comparison, and you're like trying to, I don't know, like not let anyone copy you and all these things. And I'm just like, literally, if you're yourself, nobody can copy that. Mm-hmm. Like nobody can be you. And I think when we're truly being ourselves, that's when the magic happens. And I think that it's so hard and so vulnerable to do that, but like, we just have to, and there's so much, like so many people being so fake out there and just, you know, it's terrible. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like that's like the number one thing I think I've done right is that I've just always really been true to myself. Even if it doesn't make sense, just have to do it.
Yeah. No, I love that. I love that. Well, Kat, tell everybody where they can find out more about you.
Yeah. My personal website, katgolden.com or nursesinspirednurses.com, and same on all the social channels. My personal is Kat L. Golden because Kat Golden was taken and this person will not give me the account. That's like, they have like 10 posts from like, you know, who knows how long ago, but
ugh, I hate
this. I know the worst. Also, though, thank you for all you've helped me with. Let's talk about that. You've helped me with so much over the years. So I so appreciate it. Being an entrepreneur and like not knowing what to do with all of these like different legal things like is so difficult and like concerning. And so I think what you offer is so valuable and so needed. And I'm so glad that we connected.
Thank you. I was wanting to do this to highlight you, but thank you for mentioning that.
It's worth mentioning. I've referred, you know, a lot of people to you over the years because I'm like, this is crazy. Like it's difficult out there. And when you don't know, like you don't know what you don't know.
And the thing, just like what you said, when you don't know, lawyers are charging you to learn. And that's why my mission has always been, look, I will teach you everything you need to know for free. Like if people go back and listen to every single podcast episode, they literally know everything they need to know. If they get the Legalpreneur book, they know everything they need to know.
And like all the contracts you provide and like different things like that, like that's so valuable.
Yeah, it is. I've been getting a lot of really good feedback lately, and maybe because I've been asking for it more because we're trying to get more testimonials out there. But somebody joined the membership, which now it's $349 a month. And so she joined the membership and we hadn't heard from her. And so I just checked in like, hey, how's everything going? Like, do you need anything? She's like, no, not yet. I got the contracts and that was like worth everything already.
Yeah, like we've used like photo releases, all these different things. Like it's just stuff that like, yes, you can figure it out on your own, but is it going to be right? And like, I don't know, you just don't know. And it's like, then something's going to happen and you're going to be like, oh, great, I should have paid that.
Yeah. No, I get those all the time too. I had somebody, you might know this person, I'm not going to say their name, but I think you know who they are. I told them years ago they needed to rebrand and she was like, I'm not rebranding. And when people are very adamant, I don't push them. I'm like, okay, like I'm informing you and you're making the decision. And then last year she called me crying, freaking out. She got the cease and desist letter and they were very, very aggressive and legitimately threatening.
Like because she had a name that someone else was using.
Yeah. They were very aggressive because normally when there's a cease and desist letter, it's like, hey, you have this amount of time to change the name, da da da. But they were like, we're filing in court if you don't change it in like 7 days. And I'm like, they're probably not going to file, but you do want to change it ASAP. So working on that was a whole thing. But I appreciate you for listening. Like you've been an easy client. You're not one of those that's like, oh, I'll get to it eventually or I'll do this. No, you're like, yes, I do need this. I'm going to get this done. So I also appreciate that about you.
Yeah, well, guess what? Everyone under the sun, like, I'm going to just say the smartest thing I did was trademark this because, you know, literally, like, even the only reason I have an Etsy store, someone will steal my stuff. Right now, they're doing it. Like, every other day, because people don't know, like, that Nurses Inspire Nurses is mine because it can also be a saying, which I understand. And most people are kind. Like, I just message them, hey, I own all this, like, please take it down, whatever. But these people be stealing your stuff every other day.
Mm-hmm. And some of them are ruthless. Actually, just
they are savages.
Yeah. Monday's episode was about being canceled, like what to do if you are canceled. And I divide it into like a local cancellation versus a viral cancellation. Because locally is like, if you reach out to somebody and then they post about it on Facebook and then all these like, for a very short amount of time, people are like, oh my gosh, you're awful. Da, da, da. But you still, A, want to try to avoid that, but B, also know like what's the proper response to that. Mm-hmm. By the way, if you haven't heard Monday's episode, it's basically no response in that specific situation. But some situations you do want to provide a response. But if you're ever canceled, make sure you go back and listen to that episode.
Thank you. I hope I'm never canceled, but if I am, I'll go listen to that.
Well, I don't think I've ever put this on the podcast, but getting divorced, I hyphenated my maiden name. So my legal name is now Andrea Guzman Sager, but I'm keeping Andrea Sager right now because I have seen so many people get canceled. And I'm like, you can get canceled over the dumbest stuff. So I'm reserving my maiden name to come back as a rebrand if I'm ever canceled.
There you go.
Things we have to think about. Really, it honestly is. Like that was something I was very intentional about when I got divorced. I'm like, I do want to get hyphenated and I'm actually not going to be this in the public unless I get canceled. So anyways.
Well, let's send all the vibes. None of us get canceled. But if you do, you got a great podcast episode about it. So we'll refer to that.
Yes. Well, Kat, thank you so much. This has been amazing. You guys, if you are a nurse, if you know somebody that's a nurse, definitely go check out all the merch over there. Go support nurses. They have been our backbone in this country for a very long time, especially during 2020 and 2021.
Yes.
And Kat, thank you for being you.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Here at Legalpreneur, we're committed to providing a supportive legal community for all business owners. I know how scary the legal stuff can be. If you found this information helpful, I would be so grateful if you could share it with a fellow business owner. And quite frankly, it doesn't cost anything to rate, review, or subscribe to the show. Your support helps me reach more listeners, which allows me to support more business owners in their entrepreneurial journey. Have any questions or comments about the show? Feel free to drop me a line on Instagram. I promise I read all of the messages and comments. And if you want to be a guest on the show or know someone that would make a great guest, simply fill out our application form and a team member will reach out if we think it's a good fit. I'll see you in the next episode.